insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتل عليهم نبأ إبراهيم.
And recite to them the news of Abraham.
إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما تعبدون.
When he said to his father and his people, what do you worship?
قالوا نعبد أصناما فنظل لها عاكفين.
They said, we worship idols and remain to them devoted.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 71st verse of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. The verse says, قالوا نعبد أصناما فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we worship idols, and we are ever devoted unto them. This was the answer the uncle and the people of Prophet Abraham gave to his question. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُ. Prophet Abraham, as the Holy Quran says, for the start of the invitation went to the close relatives of him, and he asked them, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ? What is it that you are worshipping? With a kind of humiliation. But they were really firm. They were proud of their deed. And they said, we worship idols. نَعْبُدُ أَسْنَامًا. And they continued for emphasis, فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. And we are ever devoted unto them. So this means that they were not really shameful. They thought that this is a very respected thing they're doing. The point that we missed to mention in the previous episodes regarding the verse is that Prophet Abraham started his invitation to monotheism from his close relatives and kinship. But what did he start with? What was the subject he brought forth in the first step? As we have already said, the most important thing that the prophets, the divine men of the Almighty Allah, the vicegerents of him, are sent to awaken the people at first is monotheism, is to remind them that there is an absolute cause in this world, in this universe, and that is nothing and no one but the Lord of the worlds, Rabbul Alameen. This has been the main and focal point of the invitation of the whole prophets throughout the history. In this case as well, we see that the prophet Abraham started his invitation with what they were worshipping, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. So, one of the conditions that we must remind ourselves, and we must have it in our minds while inviting people, while enjoining good and forbidding the evil, is to start with the prioritized ones. There might be different misdeeds, or there might be different goods that some people around us are forgetting about, but we have to prioritize them based on the teachings of our religion, and then we start our invitation to good and our forbidding of evil. The worst evil in that society was paganism, was the fact that they were not worshiping the Lord of the worlds, and this is exactly what Prophet Abraham started with.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, this is the answer they gave to Prophet Abraham. نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. We worship idols and we are ever devoted unto them. There are, however, a couple of points remaining to be mentioned regarding this verse. The first point is that worshipping by itself is not a value. There must be two points considered in worshipping: the thing or the one who or which is being worshipped, and the amount of our knowledge and understanding and our cognition. We must be aware of the thing we are worshipping, of the thing we are referring to and we are relying on. And these idolaters, they were not aware of the Lord of the worlds, and they were truly, by the depth of their hearts, worshipping it. The verse says, نَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. It's not just for one night and day. This is our tradition. This is what we do. And the last point to be mentioned is that worse than misdeeds and worse than the wrongdoings in the society is to be proud of those misdeeds and wrong actions. In this case, they said we worship idols, but worse than that, we are ever devoted unto them. This is the worst part of the wrongdoings. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you through high.